So let's review. Our parak begins with Chamesh Chatoyos HaMeisus. The Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai teaches that the following five types of Chatoyos are disqualified from being sacrificed and cannot be redeemed but are left to die. And our Mishnah differentiates between the first three and the other two. Sok the Mishnah. Vlad Chatos, the offspring of a Chatos. Tmuras Chatos, the Tmura, an animal exchanged for Chatos, which is also treated like a Chatos. Chatos Shemesu Ba'alea, a carbon Chatos whose owner died before offering it. These three chatayis must always be left to die, even if loy kippur habaylam, even if the owner has not yet achieved kapar with another chatas. While the other two chatayis, v'she'ibr shnasa, a chatas that became 1 year old, and v'she'avda, v'nimtzis balas mum, a chatas that was lost, and when found had a blemish, these two chatayis depend as follows. Im v'she'kippur habaylam tamas, if the owner has already achieved kapar with another chatas, the original chatas must be left to die. And v'eino isa tamura, the kedusha of the original chatas cannot transfer to another animal as tamura. And loy nenim loy moilin, one may not benefit from the original chatas. However, if he does benefit, there is no me'ila. Because as Rashi Masechtas Tamura explains, the kivin de loyhi beloy demer kareven asla kedushasa. Since neither the chatas nor its proceeds can be brought for a carbon, its kedusha is essentially gone. However, v'imach loy kippur habaylam, tirash v'testayv v'timachar b'yikhu b'demer acheres. If the owner has already achieved kapara with another chatas, the original chatas is left to graze until it gets a mum, then sold, and from the proceeds he brings another chatas. And therefore, the Isa Tmura Moilamba, the original Chatas does make Tmura, and one is liable for Me'ila, because Hail B'Demea, Seed and Likar, Vla'asa Kedushasa. Since the proceeds of this Chatas will be brought for a carbon, the Kedusha remains. Zakta Mishnah, Hamafish Moislin is Yerusai, Vla'i Pirish, Eilu L'Chatas, Ve'eilu Oila, Ve'eilu L'Shlam. The Nazir separated money for his carbonus, but he did not specify which money for which carbon. Lo'i Nenin, Vla'i Moilin, Mimnei Shein Ru'in, Lahavi Bekulin Shlam. One may not benefit from the money. However, if he does benefit, there is no me'ila, because all the money may be used to acquire the Shalmi Nazar, in which there is no me'ila, since Shlom Akachim Kalam. Mace, if he died afterward, it depends. Ha'ilim Mois Dumin, if he was makdish money for the carbon, is not actual animals, and he did not specify for which carbon, Yiplula Nadava. The money is used for Elis Nadava. While Mois Mufarashim, if he did specify for which carbon, Demechatas Yechuli Yamamelech Loinenim Loimoilim. The Demechatas must be thrown into the Yamamelech, in which one may not benefit from the money because it is Chatash Mesu Ba'aleh. However, if one does benefit, there is no Me'ila because the money is not considered Kachi Hashem, since it must be thrown away. Demei Oila, Yeviu Oila, Umoilim Hem. The Demei Oila are used for Eilas Nadava. And if one benefited from the money, there is Me'ila because Kreven Lemizbech. The money is considered Kachi Hashem, since it will be used for a carbon. Dimei shlamim yaviu shlamim. The dimei shlamim are used for shlam. However, v'nechon liyamechad, as opposed to a regular shlam, which may be eaten for 2 days, this one may only be eaten for 1 day because it comes from a shalmi nazar. However, v'ein tun lechem, the shlam is brought without the chalas nazar because there is no nazar. Zak the Mishnah. P'shimon oimer hadam kal b'tchila v'chamer b'seifer. P'shimon says regarding me'ila, the dam is lenient in the beginning but stringent at the end. While Nesachim, Chaymeh B'tchilasim, Mekal B'seifen, the wine of Nesachim is stringent in the beginning but lenient at the end. And the Mishnah elaborates, Dam B'tchilasim Ein Moilin, Yatzal Nachal Kidrin Moilin Boy. Initially, when the carbon is shechted, there is no Me'il on the Dam Shechita. However, after Zrika, the leftover blood flowed out of the Azara via the water channel and drained into Nachal Kidrin, where it was sold to be used as fertilizer, and if one used this Dam without paying for it, there is Me'il. The Gemara cites a brayis in which this halacha is actually a machlokes. Remeiv Reb Shimon hold moilim bedamim. There is meila on the dam in Nachal Kidron. While the Chacham hold ain moilim bedamim. There is no meila on the dam in Nachal Kidron. The Gemara explains that the machlokes is only regarding meila derabbanan, whether the rabban initiated meila on dam kachim. But all agree that mideraisa there is no meila on dam kachim. And the source is in the pasuk of dam kachim that states ki nefesh abaster bedamu. Vanina satim lachem al mizbech lachapa al nafshei seichem ki adam hu nefesh yichaper. There are three miutim, exclusions from which we can derive that there is no me'il on dam kachim. The word lachem teaches shalachem hu. The dam belongs to you for your own use, and there is no me'ila. The word lachaper teaches lachapar nesatav v'loy l'me'ila. The dam was given only for atonement, but not for me'ila. The word hu teaches hu livne kapara kala acha kapara. The properties of the dam are always the same. There is certainly no me'ila in the dam after Zrika because once the mitzvah has been fulfilled, there is no me'ila because it is no longer called Kachi Hashem. So too, there is no me'ila even before the Zrika. Mishnah continues. Initially, when they were makdish, the wine from the Nesachim, there is me'ila. But once the Nesachim were poured into the cavity in the Mizbeach, there is no me'ila because it was Nasas Mitzvase. And the Gemara proceeds to question our Mishnah from Rebbe Elazar ben Tzaddik, who says, "Lul katan hayu bein kevish l'mizbeach b'maravish al kevish." Achas l'shivim shana pirchikuna yerdenbay u'mevin yain karishu dema legula devela v'sarfen aisa bekedusha. There was a small space between the ramp and the mizbeach, and every 70 years, the younger kohen would go down there and clean out the congealed nesachim that had collected there and burn it in the azar, because there's a gzeirah shav of the word kodesh. The pasuk of nesachim states v'kodesh hasech nesach sheichel Hashem, and the pasuk of neisur states v'saraftas aneisa be'ish v'lo yechel ki kodesh hem. Ma Neisr Srifas Bekedusha, Avhainam and Bekedusha. Just like Neisr is burned in the Azar, so do the Nesachim are burned in the Azar. And this implies that even after Yared Lashisan, the Nesachim have Kedusha, while the Mishnah says Yared Lashisan in Ma'ilin, that the Nesachim have no Kedusha. The Gemara offers two answers. The Mishnah refers to the Ikalat in Ma'ilin. The Nesachim have no Kedusha and no Me'ila only if they were intercepted mid-ear. But once they touch the ground, the Nesachim acquire Kedusha via the ground of the Azar, and there is Me'ila. Therefore, the Nesachim require Sreifa B'Kodesh. Or perhaps Rabbi Elazar B'Tzadik holds Midrabanan Sreifasa B'Kedusha. Midrais and the Nesachim have no Kedusha, and no Me'il even after they reach the ground, because it was Nasa Mitzvase. However, the Chum initiated that Nesachim require Sreifa B'Kodesh, and the Gzeir Shav is merely a Masmachta.